Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So, Tom.
T. Hall. To you, man.
I love
So, Tom T. Hall. All right. J.R. Brout later on. Tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. Facebook broadcast, podcasts on iTunes, and also Stitcher now. The iTunes. Yeah. What's going on, Petey?
Well, I love 80-degree May days.
Yeah, it's
feeling
nice.
The sun rays.
Yeah, there you
18
go.
Holes to play.
Oh, you playing today?
No.
Okay. No, I wish I was, too.
Von Miller.
And Von Miller.
Yeah,
all
I love
right.
him, too.
And Von
I love him,
Miller.
Too. You can play. What's stopping you?
I got to go. I got to take a nap, and then I got to go to Lincoln.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I'll stop.
Quit yeah. bragging.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I got baseball weekend. I'm in an over 40 league.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. No,
yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I'm
it's
not.
The home run limit.
I got to watch baseball and softball weekend. So
good weekend for
yeah,
you.
Actually, at least it'll the weather's going to be nice, right?
That's right. Birthday today, a name I hadn't seen or thought of in a long time, Tony Hawk has a birthday today.
Tony Hawk.
Net worth $120 million.
He's always seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've never seen that guy, anybody talk to that dude. You know, I was never a skateboarder, obviously, but, you know, he's still cool.
How old
he's
is
still
he?
Cool.
Well, Vegas over-under's 49 and a half.
I think he's...
He might be 50.
I think he... Yeah, I'll just say 50 also.
He's 49. He'll be 50 next year.
Right. Yeah. I just read something about him. Apparently, he got all hopped up on the goofballs like Craig and then had to beat it like Craig.
Well, you would. Because his body's probably sore.
Because he had some sort of wreck where he...
You fall your whole life at that sport.
Yeah, he shattered...
And he was one of the best.
He shattered his pelvis, apparently.
Oh, yeah,
led,
I did
that.
Hear
led
that.
To a painkiller addiction.
Yeah. That would.
It would.
And he beat it like Craig.
Yeah. Craig did beat Painkiller, by the way. Can't argue that one, which we're not going to get into.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the doctors didn't cut out your painkill desire.
That's on you, buddy.
They can't do that.
You sweated that out for 3 weeks. We didn't even know what was happening. We just thought you were sweating.
Just thought it was the
Random
hoodie.
Sweats is pretty much the name of the show.
Yeah.
In the morning.
I love random
sweats. And grass.
And grass. Up for a game of what year?
Sure.
This year, on this day, David Stern fixed the NBA lottery for the New York Knicks for the New
did.
York market.
84.
83.
85.
85.
Wow. 85, yeah, because 84 right. is when he was still playing ball there.
He rigged it so Patrick Ewing could go to the Knicks.
And nobody,
to the big
nobody,
market.
Nobody does not believe that.
Right.
Nobody does not believe that.
That's a savvy move.
Right.
And they won all those championships because of
No, they didn't. They got close, but they didn't get there.
Better than they are now,
right.
That's for sure.
Low bar.
Very. Yeah, they're like one of the worst franchises in sports
yeah,
right
well,
now. The
owner,
New York Knicks.
Their owner's horrible.
It is.
Yeah.
The Spurs advance to the Western Conference Finals. They'll play Golden State. That starts Sunday. Celtics chance to advance tonight to play the Cavs. They play the Wizards, though, in D.C. tonight. It'll be exciting NBA action. And for how star-studded a field there is, really, at the players, the leaderboard is not really
It's not
that.
Big.
No, you know, I mean, guys, Ricky Fowler, Jason Day, Phil Mickelson, Adam Scott, Dustin Johnson,
Todd
they're all playing.
Sergio had a hole-in-one on the Island Green.
Sergio did have a hole-in-one yesterday.
They give new cars out for that? like our tournament does?
Right.
I mean, do they have a tournament?
At some places they
some
do.
Some places they do give out cars for hole-in-ones.
Some PGA tournaments do, especially if there's a car sponsor.
Right. You bet.
Lexus, you'll see a lot of Lexuses being given
and
away.
And sitting right out there in the pond, which is really cool how they do that.
Yeah, we're like, we could hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, well, we would hit it. The pros don't hit it.
Somebody would just ding that thing right
Slice.
Up.
Slice. Ah, damn.
This hail damage special for you.
That's because there's a lot of good golfers out there, Tony. Not just the guys with big names.
Yeah. Who's Tony?
Who's Tony?
Tony was the guy sitting next to me. Petey. You're Petey.
But you looked at Petey.
No,
when you said
they
that.
Both
no,
left.
I know we looked the same.
That was weird, man.
We had two Tonys in here. Now we have none.
Yeah, I got Tony on the mind.
Hog Wild Barbecue and Black Tony. They left together,
in
by
the morning.
Way. Yeah.
shh, Todd's talking to somebody. Just let him go.
That was weird.
just let him go.
That was weird.
It's like waking up a sleepwalker. Yeah. You just don't do it.
No, you're right. That's true.
Can't have an imaginary friend?
Apparently you do.
You can, but when you talk to him on the air, you confuse folks.
although they didn't know Tony wasn't going. Tony could have been sitting right there. So for us, it was weird. The audience probably just heard Todd lean to Tony.
Yeah, that's true. I should have just gone.
I should.
Why'd you put lettuce on here?
There you go. Tony's still here. He'll always be here.
I love that. As will my future imaginary friends. Start bringing more of those into the show.
But give them different names. We already have enough Tony's on the show. Jeez.
I'll try and be a little more creative
Brad.
About that.
Go with Brad or something.
Brad.
I like Brad.
Now, like golf business is kind of interesting to me because it is huge business that is just so specialized.
Oh,
you know,
so specialized.
It's so specialized, but it at the same time is so vast because the same company mm-hmm. that is outfitting the best players in the world is also trying to sell gear to you, to me,
yes.
to everybody. You know, and TaylorMade has successfully been doing that, though.
That's true because we don't go out to buy football helmets.
Right.
You know, we don't buy football gear.
We're not buying basketballs.
No, you know.
So golf is that kind of different thing. And I kind of noticed some of these things that happen. And TaylorMade Golf has been for sale for a while now. And somebody finally bought it. And it's kind of seems like part of the reason they bought it is because Rory McIlroy now is signed to play TaylorMade Golf.
So. Oh, yes. Okay,
got it. So you got Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, Sergio Garcia, Tiger Woods, like all these guys on TaylorMade's thing. And it only sold for $425 million. I feel like we should have, like, got in on it.
That'd be insider trading, and nobody told us.
It's been around for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, it's
I got a solid 20 in.
Yeah.
Can you guys fill the rest?
All right.
Just cleaning up.
We can't.
Yeah, you're right. None of us go out and buy fire suits and Hans devices.
No.
In the moment. Well, you know, as we get ready to roll into June and July here and the pressure to, keep Craig from having to talk becomes vast.
You can bring him back in.
And, you know, all these spinoffs of all these great games that this show has, I think maybe...
We should have saved the Tom T. Hall bit when you were for the sports then.
Yeah.
Then Tony wouldn't have been here.
Or play again.
Or Tony's still in Todd's head, so he's still here.
But there's so many just trivial things in sports, which often I can't mention because I just don't feel like being a complete nerd.
All right. That's okay.
And bringing them up. But there are milestones in sports and stats in sports. So I thought, you know, I know that Who's Taller is coming in September.
Yes,
so I don't want to steal any thunder at
all. No.
But, you know, we've got what year.
What year?
We've got who's older.
Who's older?
How old are they? And I'm thinking maybe today we'll try how many.
How many?
How many?
All right.
Okay, so Ernie Banks on this day in 1970 hit a milestone home run.
For all you bandwagon people, Ernie Banks played with the Cubs.
Right.
Oh, I didn't
Let's
know that.
Play two.
Yep. What year?
This is 1970, and he hit a milestone home run, and this is one of those milestones in baseball, but I never thought of Ernie Banks in this context. How many home runs did Ernie Banks hit?
You mean on that day?
No, not on that day. Just in his career.
No, he hit a mark.
Just for, you know, like milestone.
500 even.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
He hit his 500
number
today.
Number 500.
Ended up with 512. That's what I think of that game, too.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think we're one step.
I fart on your game.
We're one step from this becoming which hand. You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of devolved a little bit.
Like Vegas Vacation.
Yeah.
Which hand?
Which hand?
What number am I thinking of?
Pick a number.
What number am I thinking of?
That's not it.
Nope. That's not it.
Right. The thermometer is twitching up. New York Post reports that the Mets are considering promoting Tim Tebow to Double A at the very least after the All-Star game.
But what about this fall when he's going to do football?
Well, that's probably why they're doing this. Think about it, it's a really good marketing scheme because what you do
they're going to pack Double A stadiums then, too.
Yeah, so
you're right.
You go ahead and pack these Single A ones for about another month, and then just when people
and
are like, there's
double
no reason to go.
Double A's are bigger.
Generally, a little bit bigger.
Boom, move them up to Double A, and you get the whole land swell of Tim Tebow activity again.
He's going to get destroyed in Double A, though. Because Double A pitchers sometimes go right to the pros. I mean, Double A pitchers will sometimes go right.
That's
up.
Not
they
unusual.
They won't go. They'll skip Triple A if they're pitchers at Double A sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Yeah,
Triple A.
But as long as you keep trying hard.
Well, he's trying.
As long as
it's his dream.
Get ready for a drop in the Columbia Fireflies?
Fireflies.
Yeah.
Fireflies.
Yeah. Their jerseys and pick up your
You know who's going to like that the most? The guys on that team.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not kidding.
Unless there's somebody's taking his spot in double A. There's got to be some kid. Which team will play? Outfield?
Good question.
Yeah, I think he's an outfielder.
Yeah, but right. I think he DHs a lot, to be honest.
Oh,
I don't think he's in the field very much because he doesn't have any errors that I noticed.
Yeah.
So and if he was playing in the field, he would have errors.
But there's he plays with the Mets. There's no DH in the National League.
That's a good point. Damn it.
Yeah.
He must be playing the field.
He must be playing the field.
Get your Binghamton Rumble Ponies.
Whoa.
That's the double A affiliate.
The Rumble Ponies.
The Binghamton Rumble Ponies.
Oh, they'll probably play up in Harrisburg then, my home area.
In Binghamton.
Okay.
Well, that's right. Harrisburg is
They're double A.
Yeah. Are they Phillies?
No, they're Senators. Or no, Nationals. Sorry.
Yeah.
Got your hockey and baseball. You got
Phillies,
your niche sports.
Reading. The Reading Phillies is a double A there. Yeah, so.
Well, at least that makes sense. They used to have their AA, AAA teams scattered all over the country.
Yep.
And now they're a little more, they make a little more geographical sense.
Hey, that's Monday. Don't steal Petey's thunder. That's Monday's bid. AAA and AA teams.
What city up Monday?
Where they used to be. We're not doing the current ones. Where did minor league teams used to be coming up Monday? Boy. Somebody's actually doing that.
That'll be a nice sweeps piece for us in July.
Just do that.
The ratings period.
Oh, when I was a baseball geek, I knew all that stuff.
I know. Nobody cared then.
I knew their AAA affiliates. I knew the Pirates were in Hawaii.
They were,
for whatever damn reason.
They were.
Yep.
And that is cool.
And then the Pirates sucked then, too, back in those days, so you didn't want to get promoted.
Yeah.
You wanted to stay in Hawaii.
For sure, man.
And nobody wanted to go there because it cost too much.
Yeah.
Spent all your money visiting the Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Jones was asked about Tony Romo, who is no longer a quarterback. He's now a golfing analyst, football analyst,
I guess. Would he have been a quarterback if Jerry Jones would have said, go, with my blessings, go sign, have fun? I think he'd still be playing. I think Jerry Jones made it too tough.
Made it difficult on him?
Yeah, I was just kind of a dick about it.
Yeah.
You can play for anybody but these guys, and then I want people for you. No.
They did own his rights, so they were entitled to kind of do what they needed to do.
All the stuff he did.
Tyler's right. Jerry Jones is the reason Tony Romo got out of football.
Easily.
Just so he doesn't have to deal with jackasses like that anymore.
Exactly.
We never know what sort of backdoor deals exist, you know. And when,
I love a backdoor deal and grass.
And Romo. Yeah.
And now he's going to find out there's jackasses who are in the upper echelon of Fox broadcasting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
CBS.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to CBS. That's right.
Yeah, he's a CBS.
Yeah,
Jake Cutler.
These are the same people that just gave the boot to Phil Sims.
Right. Yeah.
So it could happen to him, too.
Yeah, not for a while, though. He's got, you know, Phil Sims years ahead.
Right, yeah.
But Jerry Jones was asked if they were going to honor, you know, because they never really honored him at Cowboy Stadium. The Cowboy fans really never got to say, like, any of that stuff.
Yeah, hell, the Mavericks did.
Right, and the Mavericks did.
He dressed for the Mavericks.
Yeah, so Jerry Jones was asked, you know, what sort of plans, do you have any plans in the work to honor Tony Romo this year? And he just said, no. So you get to thinking, and I'll credit the big lead as the first place I read this.
That is so stupid.
And started thinking about this more. No, here's why. Because when Dak Prescott gets hurt this year, all Jared Jones got to do, hey, Tony, you feel like leaving the booth?
Man.
We haven't honored you yet. Why don't you come on back and we'll honor you, and you can help us win a Super Bowl. Because the backups they currently have are not going to win
Dak
him a Super Bowl.
He's a stub. Anything can happen, man.
It seems like Jerry Jones has kind of backdoor left the door open.
He'll call Tony's favorite quarterback, Danny White. You know, Danny White's probably 60. He'll call Danny back.
Damn near. Remember the name Josh Gordon?
Weed smoker.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good player.
Yeah. DUIer.
Yeah.
Hadn't played in the league since, 2014?
2014, yeah. I mean, and really, that year.
The Browns, right?
Yeah. For the Browns. 2013 and 2014.
He was great, pretty clearly.
One of the few bright spots for the Browns lately. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the most talented receivers to enter the league. He was basically banned at this point, and he's had his application for reinstatement denied. Now he can apply again in the fall. He's only 26 years old,
yeah,
right? But he's been out of the league. He only played 5 games in 2014, you know, and he played a 14-game season in 2013, and that's, like, the extent of his career at this
point. Is he clean?
Well, I don't think so. Like, he supposedly entered a rehab place. His agent has left him. I mean, this guy—
When you got hanging out with Manziel?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, he had a weed problem in college, too, didn't he?
Yeah, he had. He's yeah.
Don't call it a problem. Call it a lifestyle. Come on.
Yeah, well, I mean, he got busted.
Yeah, you guys are
a number of times. Because I think he played for Utah to start with.
What is it with
ended
you people and Reefer?
Ended up at Baylor.
Baylor. I love Reefer.
I don't know if he was at Utah or not.
And Reefer.
But, I mean, you just said it right there. It's a lifestyle. And the NFL is continuing.
They don't get it.
They're losing talented players. Over really issues that are just infractions in society.
Yes.
Right? Like nobody is losing. Most people are not losing their jobs for a possession of marijuana charge.
Or they can go have as many beers as they want after a game, as much scotch as they want.
You know, and
can't smoke a doobie.
So you got Josh Gordon, Justin Blackman. You know, Le'Veon Bell has lost some games. Von Miller lost some games of his career. I mean, there's a lot of talented guys.
A lot of young black star athletes like their weed. Yeah, and white guys too. I get it. But
sure.
But you got Goodell saying it's a gateway drug to heroin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And smoking anything is bad.
And he's an old white
drinking
guy.
Drinking things are bad too, Roger. Right, enjoy your scotch.
Right.
And then also out of Cleveland, Jabril Peppers, who played for Michigan, kind of a hybrid player. Not really sure where he'll fit in the league. But
the
Browns picked him up early, and an ESPN Cleveland personality has lost her job over the fact
What'd she say?
Well, she just kind of put out there, quote, he's not going to make it. Jabril Peppers, talking about him, he's not going to make it because he's on the lean and the molly.
Now, is he?
The lean's a scissor, you know, lean, and then molly is obviously
Molly is, right, yeah.
I'm kind of familiar
with you're really messed up. You're doing lean and molly at the same time, right?
Same damn time.
Lean and molly in the morning.
In the morning.
Yeah, but she's just
evening.
Throwing that out there. She's a token chick on like a five-guy sports show.
In Cleveland local?
Right.
Okay.
Totally.
It's a radio show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Totally unnecessary.
She threw it out there and they got rid of her?
Yeah. I mean, he did have a diluted sample before the NFL Combine.
That's right.
And even the Browns, their GM has said, look,
did he pour the lean right in the sample? No, it came back straight lean.
Your pee is purple.
Yes, it is.
Apparently, she kept doubling down on it.
And then without any kind of facts, right?
And you just can't make those accusations.
Well, Cleveland called that station. The Browns called the station and said, we're not going to advertise or something
They're
like that.
They're related. ESPN Cleveland is.
Well, you can't do that.
Yeah. Well, you also can't.
We're on radio. We know that.
You can't slander people.
No, that's the key. You can't. That's why we don't use names when
we
slander people.
Is that slander?
Yes.
It is?
Well, if you're accusing someone
without
any
facts,
evidence.
Yeah.
Even if she doesn't have a... it's not like she was coming from hate on
Here's
it.
Here's what
you
it
know?
Was. The Browns called that station said, hey, shut her up.
Yeah. She'd be gone.
Okay, she'd be gone.
Now, the Browns...
No, I think she claimed she saw him at the club.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He looked like he was all full of scissor.
The Browns are aware that this may be an issue because it was not a thing like, you know, when they were asked about his diluted sample.
Right.
And that's a failed test in the National Football League.
What is actually in lean for people that don't know the lingo?
It's the Cody. It's the cough syrup, essentially.
Yeah, right.
You
mix it with what?
Any flavored
any pop,
flavor really.
Pop.
Yeah,
it.
And
right.
You drink it out the double styrofoam.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
Okay.
Never will because I've seen too many documentaries on it and seen people who I don't want to feel like they look.
Yeah, it looks like it could be dangerous.
Just like,
I want to feel like they look.
You know, I don't want
You're right,
man. I don't want that.
I know how it feels to be just completely drunk, and I know how that looks, too.
Yeah.
That's about as far as I'm going to go.
Or purple drank.
Purple drank, yeah.
Purple drank, yeah.
Yeah.
And it does have to be served. Just like a Moscow Mule should be in a 100% copper cup,
I saw that.
This has to be in a styrofoam cup.
It has to be.
A double styrofoam, yep. You got to have two cups.
Right. If you want it to be real scissor.
Mm-hmm.
Not styrofoam coated.
No.
How on by the way, styrofoam. For Dr. Mina, when she calls back Monday, how much lean would kill you?
That's very possible that it could kill you.
Yeah. Sounds like it could because codeine, liquid codeine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And red.
In the morning.
In the morning.
That's the thing that kills you if you start interacting it with other stuff.
Well, you would. It's called a dare, Todd.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because nobody has.
We call it a dare. Dr. Mina doesn't.
It's a suggestion.
Right. Nobody's just drinking scissor. There's something going along with the
scissor.
Well,
they're getting high.
Usually. Or smoking weed or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little crack. I don't know about that. I don't know about
that
crack.
That counteracts the scissor. You want to be down, right? Aren't you just mellow and scissor?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, man.
What's the name of the crack series coming up on FX?
Snowfall. Looks
that
great.
That looks pretty interesting.
Starts 1983, South Central,
It is L.A., right?
Yep. Looks great.
What's that on?
FX. FX. It'll be regular TV,
Sometime this summer, I think. I think it starts in July.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of things that you drink that can hurt you, Ed Orgeron, he's the coach at LSU now.
Yeah.
Was on with Levitard and mentioned like his 20-hour work days. These college football coaches right. get to grind it sometimes, and how he'll drink 8 to 10 energy drinks in a day.
I heard that.
8 to 10, and this is like a frequent occurrence for him.
How do you do that?
That's not
I don't
good
know.
For you.
It can't be good for you.
No,
can't be good for you.
No.
He's going to die on the sideline. His heart's just going to explode.
Yeah.
It's when I had my episode back a couple years ago coming back from Florida, mm-hmm. I went to a cardiologist
right.
and came
yeah.
back.
Do you think that was a bunch of, you were doing a bunch of energy, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. yeah. I was on
too much
Red Bull, 5-hour energy, yeah. Kratom,
yeah.
blunts, vodka.
Well, a lot of vodka was in there, right?
And,
yeah. That's right. You had a heart problem.
That week. Yeah. Yeah, right. man. It scared the crap out of me. Yeah. So I went to a cardiologist. And he just basically, he asked about my lifestyle and, how things were going and what, things may affect my heart rate. And he said, look at me, I'm a fat cardiologist. He goes,
yeah.
I am a fat cardiologist. Like, I'm not telling you to not enjoy life, but you really got to watch your energy drink intake.
That's
which I have not done lately,
yeah.
by the way.
Not,
but I'm not drinking 8 to 10 of them a day, man.
No.
At Orgeron's age, I don't know, he's got to be 50-something.
Yeah.
Did your cardiologist say, thank God you're counteracting it with the vodka and weed? Or you'd be dead now.
Dr. Mina, facepalm. Facepalm. I love that he admits I'm a fat cardiologist.
Oh, it was great. I mean, it really brought me to earth with his suggestion
right.
for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he's like, I'm not telling you can't enjoy life.
Right.
Like, look at me, dude. I'm
yeah.
fat. I eat pasta. I love,
Yeah.
He's like, but you just got to tone it down with the energy.
Did he tell you that drinking a Monster?
Yeah.
And only have one of these a day, along with your pasta.
All right.
Red Bull and yep. vodka. Right?
There are a lot of good Red Bull flavors.
Be a fat cardiologist, but you don't want a fat personal. Look at me, I'm a fat personal trainer.
Come on, look at me. No, you don't see that much.
No.
Thank you, Petey. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, y'all too.
Lay off the scissor, all right?
Scissor. Right. My lean.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.